Let's take a look at Romans 12:2 there. Then I'll make a big point. Do not conform yourself to the pattern of... I'm still used to reading the King James, New King James. But anyway, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Here's a description of God's will for your life. His good, His pleasing, and perfect will for you. God's word says that if we will allow ourselves to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and we could take a very scriptural trip to show you that your mind is renewed by the word of God. If we allow our mind to be renewed, then we're going to be able to determine and actually fulfill God's will and purposes for our life. Here's what I want to submit to us today. And again, it came in the prophetic declarations that were read or declared already this morning. All of us have had our minds renewed to a certain degree by the word of God. You can't help that. You come into a church, the pastor opens his Bible and preaches from the word. That is going to release the Spirit of God in your life to renew your mind. Ultimately, that will cause you to be transformed. And the Bible teaches us what transformation in us looks like. If we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will be transformed into the image of Jesus. If the transformation that God is talking about here is working in your life, you're going to keep looking more and more and more like Jesus as the months and the years and as your life goes by. It's a life. Anybody here say amen to the fact that for me to end up looking just like Jesus could possibly take my entire life? Okay. Be okay with that. Be okay with it. We already have a prophetic word that says, just like a snowflake, God already thinks we're the most beautiful thing He can make and the most beautiful thing He can look at. Thank God. That is His perspective of us. But from an earthly perspective, from a natural realm perspective, until we look so much like Jesus, the world can't tell the difference between us and the Jesus of the Bible. We're so much like Him. We can love people. We can forgive people. We can help people find God. Now, we're not all called as teachers. That's not everybody's gift. It's plenty of us. But you know what? Every one of us ought to be able to talk to anybody on this planet and let them know how to get closer to God. Let them know how to get saved. Let them know how to receive help from God if they need it. That's for all of us. If we are truly being transformed by the Word of God, it renews our mind first, and ultimately our body is transformed into the image of Jesus. By the Spirit of God, He has set us up in this month for that to happen this year. All right? Our number one scripture, Ephesians 5, says that Jesus Christ, looking at us as His bride, Jesus Christ will sanctify and cleanse us by the washing of the water of the Word. Sanctified simply means you're made holy so God can use you. That's sanctified. And that word goes on to say, so that He can present us to Himself without spot or wrinkle, perfect and holy before God. That's the plan. That's the work of Jesus. Jesus, this year, we're releasing Him to fulfill His promise of sanctifying and cleansing us by the Word. That's set in motion. We have been talking all month about sowing seed properly. I gave you an assignment last week. Get some scriptures, write them down, bring them to church, worship with them. I hope that was some of you speaking and declaring. I hope it was the fruit of that. That is God's way to sow the Word in your heart initially. Remember, when you hear it, that's God trying to plant it. You respond to what the Word is saying. Say amen. Jump up and down and dance. Do something that says, God, I'm responding to the Word you just sent me. And then the way you keep that in the good ground and protect it from the enemies trying to steal it is by going back to it again and again and again. Every time you go back to it, you're securing it so that nothing will prevent it from bearing fruit. So we're on track with that this month. If you haven't got started with that so far, hey, we got another week. Get going. The Holy Spirit, there's an anointing from God for you to find your scripture for the month or for the year and start praying over it, start declaring it, start writing it down. We'll say more on that in a minute, but let me talk to you about this. We're talking about getting our minds renewed so we can be transformed. Here's a new way of thinking. And I won't have the time to take the scriptural journey, but we could take the scriptural journey. Psalm 81:3, blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon on our solemn feast day. This is a statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. Every month is a God set up. That's a God-ordained deal. He planned this to keep you hooked up with him. It's a God setup for you to pursue his goals for you. And remember, his goals for you, gee, we see it in Psalm 1, and isn't it interesting? It's connected and linked inseparably to meditating in God's word. Here's God's word and will and his goal for your life, that you'll be like a tree planted by rivers of everlasting life, rivers of living water, that God supplies you by his Holy Spirit. You'll be like a tree whose leaf never withers. That means we can have health. I want to say right into our old age. Well, if you want to put it that way, I would say right into the moment that we drop over dead and go be with Jesus, we can have health. We can have sound mind. God's desire and his will is that we fulfill his purposes. And one of the ways he keeps us able to do that is by causing us to be like a tree whose leaf never withers. A tree that bears fruit in its season. That's God's plan for us. And he goes on to say, whatever we do will prosper. That means it will be successful because of the blessing and the anointing of God. That's his plan. That's a big picture. That's a general statement. But that's the big plan of God for our lives. But we can go on from there and get very specific about it. That's what this month is about. You get some words. You need more health? Get some scriptures. You need peace of mind in this troubled world? Get you some scriptures. Let's get them sown in good ground. You want a better relationship with Jesus Christ? Get you some scriptures. Get that sown in the ground. So we're learning to do that because, I'm going to say it again, according to God's word, every month, when that new moon arrives, and by the way, it's February 6th, will be the start of the next month on God's calendar. Gives us a little room for overlapping. I love that. I think he had me in mind for that. But by February 6th, we got our seed in the ground. We have a new, please get this, we have a new faith attitude concerning sowing seed and expecting to reap a harvest. It's a new thing God does in us. So the seeds are planted, we're tending the word, God is watering it, God's causing increase. All right, now we move into the next month. More on the next month as it gets here, but here's what I want you to see. Every month, by design of God, you know when the first day of the new month is. You know, look what Proverbs 29 says, 29 and 18. Now it's either the old King James or the new King James, but it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. This one is, whatever translation it is, where there is, because this is good. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, which means people go out of control. But happy is he who keeps the law. I said, here's a new mindset God wants to develop in us, and this will come. You know what? Let me refer. I think it was Victoria. Correct me. It kind of doesn't matter. The word came that God wants to do new things in us. We will have a part in that. And we certainly do. And we certainly will. But be careful. Sometimes we work so hard, figuring out our part. And it'll never hurt you to figure out your part. I'll give you some more scriptures. We should make plans. We should seek the Lord. We should get a plan. But know this, if we will plant the word properly and we will tend that word and we will see God create an increase, He is going to anoint you with the Spirit and power of God to fulfill your destiny as a believer, to fulfill the will of God and the purpose of God for your life. You make sure you get that seed in the ground. You make sure you tend and protect that word the way God says we should. And then you go ahead and expect God's increase will create everything in the word that is promised there. I'll say this, hopefully briefly. The testimony of my life is I don't know how to much organize anything. But God is still moving this church towards a prophetic destiny that is so big for us. I couldn't have come up with it and I couldn't have managed it. I surely couldn't have organized it. But God is moving us to our prophetic destiny as a part of the body of Christ. He's doing it with the worship. He's doing it by bringing the prophecy in, and He's doing it by us knowing that it's actually the 11th month on the Hebrew calendar, but it's the start of the new year of the growing season in Israel. And by us planting seeds and getting a new revelation about planting seeds for the upcoming year, God has set something in motion that we should see fruit concerning everything God wants to do with this church, because we're planting the seeds properly. If you're struggling to get some seeds planted this month, would you please call me on the phone? I'll be happy to get with you. I'll be happy to sit down with you and come up with your verses. You just need one that you say, this is my seed that's going in the ground this month before the clock strikes new moon. I'm going to make sure I did what I was supposed to do last month. I'm going to get some seed in the ground so I can move towards the new thing that God's doing. Every single month, God's plan for the new month is this. Think about anything that you learned from the past. I thought I wrote this down somewhere. Knowing me, I'll probably get to it. Think about anything bad that happened in the past month. Bring it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Get it forgiven if you made a mistake. Receive the forgiveness. Learn a lesson from the mistake. You know, the Bible says God works all things together for good. You know how that works? You do something stupid that just about kills you. Well, if God managed to keep you alive in spite of that, I know. He does it with me all the time. Just a minute. Point being, could you learn something from that that'll make life better? If every month we take a look at the last month and say, good, bad, or somewhere in between, let me learn from what was good. Let me learn from what was bad. Now that it's a new month, I'm going to set my sight on some new goals by the Spirit, some new goals that I set last month. I'm going to take every month as a brand new beginning with God. Did you hear that? Going to take every month as a brand new beginning with God, forget the past, looking forward, set some new goals, and start moving towards them. All right? That's why. Here it is in a word. With each new month, I will start a brand new rejuvenated pursuit of God's plans and purposes, that's His will, for my life based on His word. Jesus many times referred to the law and the prophets. Remember He talked about love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. He said, on this is all the law and the prophets. You know what He meant by that? Every word that's written in the Bible and everything you heard from the Spirit of God in prophecy. Did you get that? If I tell you you need to be a word person, that means you're committed to every word that's in the Bible and you're hearing regularly from the prophetic voice of God as He speaks by the Spirit. And a worship service on Sunday morning, that's the best place for that to happen. I hope it happens the other 6 days of the week for you. It should. It ought to happen every time we come together. But the Sunday morning, what a setup. You got worshipers who practice and ask the Lord to anoint them. You got me who labors to hear from God to speak the word over you. And you got all of you prophetic voices for God with the ability of declaring something that will anoint, please get this, Well, this is actually another slide down the road. Well, here we are. The prophetic releases an anointing from God that empowers you to do His will. And it releases it on a level that nothing else can. That's why the Word says, well, it might be my next thing there. We'll get to it eventually. We want to desire and pursue hearing from God. Anyway, I've got a slide on that in a minute. For now, we'll end on that note. We must be hungry and desiring the prophetic, and we must get familiar with it, and we must let the Holy Spirit bring it to the level that He had in mind when He wrote it for us. All right, let's go to this one. Write your vision, make it plain that you may run with it. That comes from Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that whoever reads it may run with it. And the whoever, by the way, is you and me and that person sitting next to you. And in fact, when you hear from the Holy Ghost, you write it down so you can run with it. If that's a word the Spirit gave you to save your children with, if that's a word that the Holy Spirit gave you to save the place where you work the other 5 days a week, if that's a word, you write it down so everybody can run with it. And you keep going back to it. That's the seed being planted. That's the you tending the seed. So you keep going back to it. We want to run with the Word of God. Remember, Word of God, Law and Prophets. We want to run with that. Get it written down. Here's a couple of Psalms for you. Well, a couple of words. Psalm 24. May He give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. That is God's will. That ought to be ringing in your ears. That ought to be a faith builder for you. That ought to be a Holy Spirit releaser for you. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. Now we're right back to that tree in Psalm number 1. Tree planted by many rivers of living water. A tree that bears fruit in its season. A tree whose leaf never withers. A tree who whatever he does will prosper. All right? He says when we set a goal on something, when we set our sight on something, we have a vision. We put the Word before us. When we reach that goal, it's a tree of life. He who despises, now look, I don't know if we added this one enough. He who despises the Word will be destroyed. He who fears the commandment will be rewarded. This goes right back to our last one, the new month. I set a word from God. Came off the page of the Bible. Somebody prophesied it over me. I get that word before me. Now I set my goal on that word. The word says when I reach that goal, it'll be a tree of life for me. But it warns us if we despise the word, if we don't think we need to do this, he says you'll be destroyed. Sometimes God don't look for a nice way to put things. You want my word to fulfill my desire in your life? You want to be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the Word of God? Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. If you'll respect the Word enough that teaches us to set ourselves a goal and keep trying to effectively move towards that. And I got to keep putting this in here for me. For somebody to say that to me, you might as well put a pin in my eye. What do you mean? Or you're talking about an organized plan that I'm effectively moving towards. Never done that in my life. I'm doing it now. Because there's an anointing from the Holy Spirit on me. And for, well, I almost, can I say for God's sake? Yes, I can. I'm not cussing. I'm going to say it. For God's sake, don't compare your plan for the month with mine. It has to look different for me. Has to. But God knows what it takes to keep me focused on something. And he's got me doing that. Who'd have thunk it? He's got me doing that by the Holy Spirit. And He has a plan for you that it'll just be easy. It'll be anointed. You'll set a goal in front of you. And by the Spirit of God, you'll move efficiently towards it. And when you see that desire come, it'll be a tree of life. It'll keep you in the anointing and the blessing of God. Philippians 3, let's kick it over to the New Testament, 12. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus lay hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. Now, in case you're wondering what Jesus laid a hold of you for, Jesus came and demonstrated God. This is what God looks like in a man or a woman. And when he left by the cross, which bought our sanctification, which means we were cleansed and made holy by that sacrifice, because of that, he could send Holy Spirit to live inside of us. And now we are men and women with the Holy Spirit of God inside of us, just exactly like Jesus was when he was here in the flesh. He laid a hold of us. It's what he was called to do. Show the world what people filled with the Spirit of God look like. And then go to the cross, make us holy, send the Spirit to live inside of us. Now we go do exactly what he did. And that's the one thing that we should be moving towards. I'll say it again. That's huge. That's as huge as it can be. But that's the general oversight of the goals we're going to pursue. Then it gets very specific, very personal. What is God working on with me today so I could fulfill that goal? One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. God's call on your life, the call of Jesus on your life and my life, it's always an upward thing. It's always more spiritual than physical. Now, if we're pursuing Christ and a revelation of the fullness of who he is, and we're pursuing that, and that's the most important thing in our life, our mind will get, and again, let's pursue that by his word. And as we're pursuing that by his word, our mind gets renewed. And now the word of God is accomplishing the will of God in our life. Please get this. Our flesh will ultimately line up. Did you get that? Our flesh will ultimately line up. Every month, by the end of the month, our flesh ought to be getting in line with the goals that we've been setting and pursuing for that month. Our flesh ought to be getting in line. You got to go there, spirit. First, you need the revelation. What does God's word say? And then you got to let the soul come into alignment. That's where the prophetic comes in. God says something to keep us on track and to release the anointing for it. So now we're moving soul towards spirit. When soul and spirit get the same revelation on the same level, your flesh won't have much choice. It'll come along. Because the flesh and the soul anoint even, I'm sorry, the spirit and the soul anoint the flesh for the will of God. Now, if your soul chooses to team up with your flesh, now you're being pulled away from the Spirit and the Word of God. We can manage that. All right? Started with Habakkuk. I'm going to end with Habakkuk. Talk to God. Pray. Seek the Lord. You might, and I already told you this. I'll keep telling you this. If it says write the vision, you can record it in your phone. Just do something to get out the door with it. Just get something to get out. Make sure you hang on. Somebody prophesied something. Hit the button on your phone and prophesy it right to your phone. And then take it with you out the door. Got to keep coming back to it. The role of the prophetic. I kind of already covered a bunch of this, but let's get scriptural about it so we can make sure we sow the seed. Do not, 1 Timothy 4:14. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through prophetic utterance with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Fancy way to say that. Every one of you has a spiritual gift. As the prophetic flows in and around our worship services, people are prophesying. You will know by a prophetic word for you what your gift is. And you'll hear that, and you'll write that down, and you'll sow that seed in your life. And you will share that with me. You will share that with elders and leaders in the church. We will come into agreement about your gift. We will lay hands on you. Jerry, I release you in your gift. I agree with it. We've heard from the Spirit. We release you to operate in your gift. Many of us are already operating in our gifts, but there's a procedure here that when we follow it, the anointing. Remember, we don't want to work this out in our flesh. We want to hear from the Spirit, do what the Spirit says. He will anoint us. Our soul will go there first. That's our mind. And then our body will align itself with the soul being in agreement with the Spirit. Here's the scripture for it. Pursue love, desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. We all need to be wanting to prophesy more than anything else. If anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first keep silent. You can all prophesy one by one that all may learn and all may be encouraged. What do we want to learn? We want to learn to let God speak through us. So we can hear it and use it for our own situation, but I want to let God speak through me for the people that are around me. I want to have a word for you guys. And I don't mind getting a personal word for you guys and declaring it over you. But he says, and let's go to the next one. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. What's that? Everything Jesus ever said, and the law and the prophets. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Got a word on wisdom today, if you remember. We should be pursuing the wisdom of God. Yes, in the flesh, that means reading your Bible more. I promise you that's what it means. I didn't know I was going to say it this way, but here it is. If you go, I'm just going to start reading my Bible an hour a day. If you haven't trained your soul to be hungry for the Word of God by the Spirit of God, please get this. This is a deal breaker for you right here. If in the flesh you order your soul, If in the flesh you order your soul to read the Bible an hour a day, you're going down in flames and you'll wonder what happened. If you sow a seed from God's word, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Lord, I'm going to allow your word to dwell in me richly. Lord, I think I know what that means, but I'm going to plant this seed in the good ground of my heart. I am going to declare, Lord, whatever you had in mind to do in me with respect to your word, I want to hook up with your Holy Spirit so he can anoint me to do whatever that says. That's the way you pursue it. Get your soul pursuing the Spirit, and then your flesh will get the revelation for what's going to work for you. You already know what works for me. I spend an hour or so, whatever it turns into, in the morning, singing and worshiping in the Word of God, a lot of Hebrew, a lot of English, but I'm praying and declaring. That's my time. That's my Bible study time. My Bible study time that's not related to making sermons. And okay, I spend a lot. But do you get it? That works for me. I wouldn't expect anybody else to do that. But I got that because I pursue the Lord. And I got that from the Spirit. And I can't wait every morning to get to my singing the Psalms in Hebrew worship time. That's anointed. That energizes me. I have no trouble being faithful to that. And God, if you'll sow a word in your life, that says, Lord, I want to let your word dwell in me in all wisdom. Lord, I want to teach and admonish my brothers and sisters. Now, this is our worship service. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So here we are on Sunday morning. We've got a worship service where we allow prophesying. We've got a worship service where we encourage you to listen for God and bring it and be ready to declare it over the church. Is everybody with me? That's a setup from God, and that helps our soul receive whatever the Holy Spirit is trying to plant. All right? So in that setting, I'm declaring the word, Lord. Let's go right back to Psalm 1. That, by the way, Psalm 1, 2, and 3 are extreme prophetic declarations from me for this church for this year. More on that later. It's mind-boggling. It's so huge. But let's go right back to Psalm number 1. Blessed is the man, tells us not to be ungodly, but it says, blessed is the man whose delight is the law of the Lord. Lord, I want to love your word the way you're describing in Psalm 1. Because if I do, I'll be like a tree planted by living water. I will bear fruit in my season. My leaf will never wither, and whatever I do will prosper. Yeah, I'd kind of like that to be the description of my life. I'd like that to be the release point for the power of God and the grace of God and the blessings of God in my life. That's a good word. Lord, how do I get to love your word that much? I'll just read an hour a day, and then I'll love your word. No, you won't. You'll be mad because you failed. You getting this? You'll be mad because you failed. But if in a worship service, and that Colossians 3, you'll see it again in Ephesians, but that Colossians 3 describes a worship service that welcomes the prophetic. And when we hear from the prophetic, we're going to write it down and we're going to hang on to it. And we're going to sow the seed of God in our life. And let the anointing on the seed that's planted produce what the word promises. So when God gives you by the Spirit the word that will get you in love with his word, it'll be the easiest thing you ever started doing. You'll do it once and you won't be able to wait to get to do it again. That's the anointing of the Spirit. That's what's produced when you sow the seed, listen for the Spirit, receive instruction from the Spirit, and then just walk that out. Everybody with me? Difference between religion. Religion says, well, I got 10 things, and if I'm doing all of them, I know I'm good with God. That's the people who nailed Jesus to the cross. We got 1,000 things and we're doing them all. And didn't know Jesus when he walked through the door. Because they was too busy feeling good about their religious stuff. And they didn't know the voice of God when he walked in the room. And if you don't think we don't have to be careful about that, let me remind you, we have to be careful about that. Because if anything were, I'm going to read an hour a day, I hope you're all reading 10 hours a day. And if it's the Holy Spirit, you will be, and you'll be excited about every second of it. But if you do that in your flesh, you'll be frustrated very quickly. Okay? One more. Well, we already read 1 Timothy. Your gift, God will address your gift that he's given you. He'll want you to know by the Spirit that's your gift. He'll want the church to be in such agreement. They lay hands on you to release you in that gift. And boy, what a situation we'll have down here when everybody in the room, look at your neighbor and say, he means you.
He means you.
Now look back at the other one and go, and you. Thank you. How will it be when every one of us knows, because we've been through that, what our spiritual gift is? The leadership of the church said, yes, Annie, that's your gift. I release you. And I did that with you the other day. I release you in that writer's gift that you have to declare the word of God with your pen, and it will release the anointing of God on individuals, and we will all go, that was God. I release you in that. Because that was a prophetic word. How'd you like me to come over every one of you and do that?
Let's do it.
That's the plan. That's the plan. That's why that's written there. That's where we're going. Only about 27 more points I need to make here today. How about we make it another day? I even went from 7 slides down to 5 thinking, I'll get through this. I may be going to 3 pretty quick. But anyway, that was an incredible article. A tree's New Year checklist. Let's get to that another day. Summary. And Terry's not even here, and I'm going to end on that. You can tell her. You can tell her that. You can tell her that. All right, here's the summary of today's message. This is the big one. Start each month as a new beginning with God. Forget about the past, whatever you can learn. Oh, I did have it written down somewhere. Learn from past mistakes, let them go, apply lessons for a better month ahead. That's a new mindset. That celebrates the fact that God wants us to know what day is the new moon so that when it arrives, now when you can look up and see it, there's a beautiful light there that says, out of darkness, his light is shining again. Maybe last month you was in the darkness. You set yourself a goal. This month I'm moving towards the light. This month I'm moving towards the light. Learn from past mistakes. Apply anything that you've learned. That was in Philippians. And start moving towards a better month. Do you know you got a plan for a better month with God? If you want to have a better year with God, and if you want to have a better life with God, and if nobody was in the room with but me, I'd have preached it just like that. Because I have not been famous for planning my months with a lifetime goal in mind. That's all changing. If God could change that in me, I promise you, He can change it in all of us. Be aware of God's purposes for the new month. I will continually be reminding you of those from the pulpit. Be aware of your purposes. You all should have seeds sown in the ground, what you want to have from God this year. Should be done. I'll keep reminding you, don't let the clock strike next month before you get that done. There's an anointing for you to do that. Set goals and plans for each new month. Get a notebook. Start writing your vision. Or write it in your phone if you need to. Get your vision. Get the seeds you're sowing. Get them somewhere where you can go back to them again and again. I don't have time to go on about what God is changing in my life already, because I've said, okay, I've got a set of psalms. This one clears the room so I can hear from God. This one asks God for wisdom and guidance for the day, the week, the month, and the year. And there's just an orderly fashion. By doing that every day, it sets me up to hear for the week, for the month, for the year, for my life. God wants that for all of us. Your plan will look different than my plan, but I promise you the Holy Spirit has a plan to keep you so hooked up with God and so filled with His power, you will fulfill His purpose for your life. Desire and pursue spiritual gifts, especially prophecy. We need to be asking God to anoint us so we're hungry for the prophetic in our midst according to His... And again, take a scripture, declare it, let the Holy Spirit anoint you. The being hungry for God and His Word, it's in your spirit. It is. We just need to release it. Our flesh always tries to get in the way. If we will train our soul to manage seeds from the Word of God, get them planted properly, get the anointing of God watering that Word, then we will have the fruit that God intended that Word to produce in us. Expect to hear from God. Record everything you receive.